Yeah, really good. Obviously, nice to get my first 100 since being back in the first team, and yeah, obviously it's a great win for us. It gives us with a really good shout for getting into the quarterfinals, and obviously with us not being in the 2020 anymore, it's a chance to kind of really push for a white ball trophy.
What will go through your mind? Because you're on 99. What's whirling through the cogs?
To be honest, at that time it was just about getting singles really and keep ticking it over. So I knew I didn't really have to do anything too spectacular to get over the mark, and it was quite a nice situation for me really, just to knock it about.
Everybody knows about the problems that you've had. So what does that mean? Getting 100 in that progression back to full fitness. What does that mean?
Yeah, obviously it's a stepping stone, I guess. But it doesn't really matter. Any hundreds, obviously nice. But yeah, as I say, I've had quite a lot of starts since being back, so it is a bit of a stepping stone. Getting over the mark of 100 hopefully will lead to a few more.
And your fitness is obviously pretty good because it's been a hot, whole day today.
Yeah, I mean, I've had a bit of stick in the past for people saying I'm not fit enough to get 100 in white ball cricket, so prove a few people wrong there. But yeah, actually, I felt pretty good. There wasn't too many twos and threes run out there. It was more singles, so I could felt actually quite good and strong towards the end.
And as you say, personally, you'll probably get the headlines, but for the team to win that game, 260, that was a good total?
Yeah, I mean, we actually spoke at half-time. We reckoned 240, 250 was probably about par. It was quite a slow, tacky wicket, and obviously they've got some good spinners. So, yeah, to chase that was obviously a good effort from the lads. And I think the way that Ross and Coxie came in towards the end really took the pressure off me. For me, because obviously it was a bit of a difficult period, losing a couple of wickets, and they came in, just took their time, and Scott got those boundaries, which meant I could just knock it around and play my game.
And as you say, that puts you in with a chance. You get a Nottingham tomorrow, got a win there, but if you win that, then you could be through.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, huge game tomorrow, and obviously against a good side like Notts. And yeah, as you say, good win there will hopefully give us a good chance of getting through to the quarters.
Do you feel that you've come down to this last game in the group, but maybe you should have won a couple of the other games?
Possibly, yeah. You can always look back, but no, I think we've played some good cricket in this competition. Obviously, the first half, I think we won probably three out of the four or something. I don't know. So, and yeah, we've had a couple of disappointing results the last two, but it's nice to get another win and yeah, really push for that quarter final spot.
The ovation you got from the crowd, everybody standing up, that was pretty emotional.
Yeah, well, it's a good crowd in today, actually. A big turnout, and obviously the New Road crowd are always fantastic. With it being quite a small ground, it really feels like there are a lot of people here, and yeah, they were great, and it was obviously a nice ovation.